and bypass.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking for a pharmacy, and I was wondering which one you and Pam use.
We've used Adams Drugs for years. You know, I take a lot of medications for my diabetes, so I needed someone that could partner with me in keeping everything under control.
I understand. I'm on a lot as well, and I can't always see my doctor when I have questions.
My Adams Drugs pharmacist answers all my questions, and they take the time to make sure I understand. I trust them completely.
Sounds like I need to call Adams Drugs. You have their number?
But the best thing is to check their website at adamsdrugs.net. That way you can check which of the 12 locations is nearest you and give them a call.
I did see that Adams is now a Health Mart pharmacy. Were they bought out?
No, Health Mart is their national buying group that allows Adams to purchase at a much lower price. Nothing has changed. Adams Drugs has served the River Region for 56 years, and believe me, that will not change.
Adams Drugs, your locally owned Health Mart pharmacy, is offering even better over-the-counter pricing and high-quality products as well. Give us a call and see how we can be your healthcare partner. Visit us at adamsdrugs.net for the location nearest you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Lella Warren was born in Clayton Barber County. During a writing career that spanned more than half the 20th century, Warren wrote novels, short stories, autobiographical essays, and features. However, her international reputation was based primarily on the success of a single book, Foundation Stone, a historical novel about a family that settled in Alabama in the frontier period of the 1820s. Foundation Stone was an immediate popular success.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
When you hear people talking about a Krispy Kreme, they're usually referring to the original glazed, made from a recipe dating back to the 1930s. If you haven't had a warm, original glazed donut, you need to try one pronto. Just look for the hot light on at the Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, a family-owned company with competitive pay and great benefits. Good home time and new equipment arriving daily. Be a part of the family. Give Wiley Sanders a call at 855-777-9785.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The severe weather risk has diminished, but the threat of showers and thunderstorms will continue tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 68. Tomorrow, I think there's a risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the morning and through midday, but I think the afternoon is dry with a high tomorrow around 83. Then on Monday, it looks like a warm, dry day. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. We may be near 90 by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Get set for your best life, your prime life, when you take advantage of Prime South Bank's great service, friendly people, and amazing financial tools. From free checking to local hassle-free loans, Prime South Bank will get you living your prime life. Visit them in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, and Montgomery. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
The views and opinions expressed on Clearing the Air are solely those of Terry Adams and other contributors. These views and opinions do not necessarily represent those of Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, its staff, or any advertisers.
Amen to that. It keeps getting crazier, and it's all by design. Postman, you have something else you wanted to add about the subject we were just talking about?
Yeah, I just want to add an addendum to what Frank and I was talking about. Frank, if you're still listening, I couldn't actually think of the word. The word is I don't know why I can think about it, is the revival. I couldn't think of that word.
Oh, of the church.
Yes, they're the one that actually going to actually do the planning of it, and. And it's going to start in the east as the sunrise. The sunrise in the east and going to come to the west.
That makes perfect sense.
And they're the ones that are going to actually plan this. And it's got to be done, and it's got to be done right, because people just don't realize that it's our creator is coming to this planet. And it's got to be done the way it's supposed to be done.
Yeah, because we can't even look upon him. So there's certain things that have to be a specific way. I can see that. Yeah.
And when this change comes, it can happen. It's another thing too. People are going to realize they think most people think that when this change comes, you're actually going to be in pain. You know, when it actually happens during the transformation. But it's not. You're not going to be in pain.
Yeah, I would think God would not allow that to happen.
No, And the only thing that I think, you know, people should, you know, prepare for this. And one of the things that they're saying is you need to do is just practice, you know, just being more loving, being
humility,
more,
man.
Yeah,
humility,
and being caring about people
more than you do yourself,
right? And that's what it's all about.
Amen.
And
Amen.
People just don't understand. They do not understand.
No, because well, look at what you're taught in this country. You know, you can't be Mr. Nice Guy and get ahead. If you want to succeed and live the American dream, you got to run over people. That's just business. No, it's not. You know, you're right, Postman.
And none of this is going to matter.
No, it doesn't matter at all.
No, none of this is not going to matter, you know, when it all comes down to it.
No, whatever's in your personal portfolio, believe me, God's not going to check your portfolio. He couldn't care less about how much money and how much personal earthly treasures you have. They're not going to do you any good.
Yeah, he's going to check some, all right. He's going to check your heart.
Hey, bingo. That's all that matters.
He's going to check. That's the portfolio he's interested in.
Amen, man. You're right.
Yeah, for sure.
That's how it works. Well, isn't there supposed to be a great falling away, or is that what we're witnessing now?
That's most likely what we're witnessing now.
Yeah.
Or Terry, you know, Frank and I talked about this maybe three Saturdays ago, that all the events that are...
planned.
Yeah, all the events that are mentioned in the Book of Revelation, they may not happen in a cycle, you know, because it goes all the way to the end of the thousand-year reign and the final rebellion. I mean, think about it.
Wow.
Think about it. It does.
Yeah.
It talks about the final rebellion after the thousand-year reign.
Wow. Yeah, because we're basically the Book of Revelation is everything that John saw in a vision. Right?
Right.
So it doesn't mean it's in any particular order.
Right.
Or it's going to totally throw time off.
Right. And it doesn't say that everything is going to happen, you know, in the events that are upcoming.
True.
Because all the, I think all the signs in heaven have been given, you know, from what was it? I think it was 2013 all the way to 2019, you know, because we had a blood moon this year already.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's going to get interesting, to say the least. Very, very interesting.
It's just too many things have been happening. Way too many.
Yes. Yeah. And people are struggling to wrap their minds around the changes that we're seeing happen on this planet. And all you got to do is read the Bible. It's all prophetic. It's all in there. All you got to do is discern, you know, current events to biblical prophecy, and you got it figured out. It's just that easy.
Yep.
Well, we know that America's going to have to be destroyed. We know that's coming, and that's the only thing that concerns me. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
My brother from another.
Hey, what's up, Bo?
How y'all doing tonight?
Hanging in there, man. How
good,
about
how you doing?
Same thing. Hanging in there. God is good all
Absolutely.
The time.
Absolutely. All the time, God is good.
Yes, sir. You know, you touched on something earlier, Terry, about the chemtrails creating the dome.
Yeah.
I think you talked about it. Because they keep saying man-made global warming, and it is man-made.
Absolutely.
They're creating a dome with the chemtrails.
Right. They're the ones that are making it the way it is, so it is man-made.
Yes. And, you know... Nobody's gotten to Trump about the chemtrails, but put the two things together along with the chemtrails, terraforming the planet.
Mm-hmm.
The things that he is promoting, he's promoting 5G and he's promoting the MMR vaccines.
I know. Scary, isn't it?
Along with the chemtrails.
Uh-huh.
So, I mean, he's not promoting the chemtrails, but he's either oblivious to it or... knows about it and been told hands off or whatever.
The story I heard, Bo, was that when he got elected, him and Putin, when they had their little meeting, Putin offered to stop Russia's strategic aerosol injection program if Trump would stop ours. Trump met with joint chiefs and they said, that's our missile dome. No, we can't do that. So he said no.
Well, you know, there's been several things he's done that really gets my attention. You know, the banning of bump stocks. You know, he campaigned on, you know, with me as president, your Second Amendment is going to be stronger than it ever has been before.
Yeah, he repeated that at the NRA meeting last week.
And the NRA, I keep trying to tell people, has done more pro-gun control, gun laws, than any other gun lobbying group. The Gun Owners of America is their only really true Second Amendment lobby group.
Yeah,
NRA is like...
They've been infiltrated.
Mm-hmm. Well, they're like, what was that? What is that? The 50-plus...
AARP.
They're like AARP. You know, AARP promoted Obamacare.
They sure did. You're absolutely right.
So, I mean, you know... That we need to be Gun Owners of America people, not NRA people.
Right. I agree.
So I'm not really impressed that he was there at the NRA convention. And there were some things that he, from what some of the, like the You Are Free TV lady touched on, that he didn't say, you know, that was left unsaid, that's going on in the background. They're trying, you know, to make our guns. Like gun sales, private gun sales, and all that kind of stuff.
Oh, yeah. They want everything on the record.
Yeah. They really want to make private gun sales illegal, I think, is the objective. But, you know, it's interesting, all this thing. One thing the You Are Free TV lady said was that if you can't get one, go to your local pharmacy and try to get one of the inserts for the MMR vaccine. Because that tells it all. She said, I tried to download one off the internet, and it blacks out all the information. She said it's weird how it does it. But
imagine that.
But she said they should give you one, you know, the insert. She said, yeah. She said, yeah, you know, the little paper that's wadded up into a little small thing, and then you unfold it, and it comes out about 2 feet long or something.
It's got all the warnings and stuff. Yeah, I know exactly what you're talking about.
She said that tells... more detail of what's actually in the thing.
Yeah, they have to tell you.
Yeah. So I think, you know, with the 5G coming, and, I mean, who knows, when are they going to do that? Do we really know?
Don't know. You know, they're doing it. They're not really telling us, and they're hiding them as they put them up.
Yeah. And these environmental, Luciferian environmentalists, globalists, whatever, you know, y'all were talking about the DNA. What was it, carbon and... hydrogen, and what was all in it? Was that the cell or was that the DNA?
I don't remember, to be honest with you.
And Frank goes over a lot of technical information that, you know, it's like, you know, well, like almost at PhD level. It may be PhD level, as far as I know, but, you know, my brain doesn't capture it that, you know, as
mine
it's either. Rattled off that quick.
Mine
but the little things, the little, you know, nanobites that I'm able to get, like carbon, that's the thing they want to ban, but we need it for our bodies.
Uh-huh.
But they want to ban it, right?
Yeah, look at CO2, man. We got to have CO2.
That's what I'm saying. So, I don't know how to read that, but it tells me that they've got something that they're going to replace it with for theirs, you know what I'm saying, to be able to live and function, but yet they want to take it away from us. So they must have something, some kind of backup or some kind of substitute that they found, you know. But, you know, they're accessing these demonic portals. You know the information I brought to you there that night?
Yes.
Did you read it?
Yes.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Okay. What do you guys think about it?
That's true. I mean, I've been on that for years.
Uh-huh.
What you're talking about is 100% true because most of the wars were fought around portals because the portals were opened, and the people are living in the region. They're making deals with the actual entities that are coming through the portals, and then some of them are actually the portals are opening up, and the entities are coming in and actually, you know, abducting the inhabitants there.
Really?
It's the same thing. Yes, that was going on in Vietnam.
Yeah, I know. You're the one that told me Vietnam was fought over a portal. I'd never heard that before. But yeah.
Right.
Wow.
Well, I'm telling you, my eyes were opened up, ears and everything else, when I listened to that Randy DeMain teaching the first time. I mean, I'm like, you know, we just don't realize what these people, these Luciferians, have access to and have accessed.
Exactly, because look at who they are. Where they came from, I believe the 12 families of the Illuminati, as Fritz Springmeier names them, I believe they're the descendants of the Nephilim. I really do. That's where they get this knowledge from the dark, you know, from the evil former angelic beings.
and to want to pursue it, you know, like, you know, the reason the Lord, I believe, destroyed the first, you know, the bloodline, mm-hmm. you know, where Noah, the flood and everything, was because the DNA and the bloodline had been corrupted.
Absolutely. That's why he said Noah was pure in all his generations.
So these Bushites and all these Bushes and whatnot, mm-hmm. I believe absolutely they're of the corrupt Nephilim bloodline. I mean, you know, we use Nephilim, but it's probably other terminology in the galaxies or whatever that they use to describe it. But it's, you know what I'm saying, it's other dimensional.
Absolutely it is.
And they've been utilizing that. I mean, if you think about it, look at Hillary. Look at Biden. I mean, you can just look in their eyes and see the most evil, wicked things that you know. I mean, they would make Stalin and Lenin and all them look like you know, Sunday school picnickers.
Exactly. Yeah, they're evil. They're soulless, evil, evil people, if they're people at all.
And you know, just to think that one of them could get in power and do whatever, you know. I mean, there's no telling what they're doing now with what little power they have.
Exactly.
And looking at our government, man. I mean, who trusts the FBI? Who trusts the ABC agencies?
How can you?
How many Obama appointees and people that were hired under that administration are still in those offices? Not just in the FBI, CIA, all those offices, but what about our military?
I know.
You know, he was hell bent on feminizing our military and making it, you know, basically the laughing stock of the world. Are you kidding me? What is Putin thinking about? We're going to have transgender soldiers.
Exactly. You know, did you ever think you'd see a time where there's more Christianity talk coming out of the mouth of a Russian than you would an American president? That's what's happening right now.
Well, I trust Putin more than I do the DNC.
Exactly. Exactly.
100% more.
Same here.
But think about that. I mean, okay, military has always been based on strength. And then Obama is going to parade this new defense secretary. I can't remember his name. Can you, Postman? And he comes out, and it's not that he's the best choice for the job, but he's the first openly gay Department of Defense secretary.
Yeah, this whole thing is insane.
Yeah,
it's an abomination before God.
I can't remember his name.
I can't either.
But I mean, and then I talk to people that are basically Obama worshipers. And have you met some of them, Postman?
Oh, plenty of them. I mean, they're just deceived, like a whole lot of the other people are.
And I'm running into them at work and different places, and they'll tell you, they'll say, well, that Trump, he's just been, you know, he's lied ever since he's been in there and all this kind of stuff. And then you bring up, you know, well, what about Obama? You know, what about, you know, Hillary? Mm-hmm. Talk about Russian collusion. They gave away half of our uranium. Is that not collusion? Is that not, what is that?
Exactly.
Espionage?
Exactly.
I mean, come on. Anyway, you guys are doing a great job. I had to call in and offer my 2 cents worth and my support.
Okay, you sound like you got a cold.
I got some kind of little sinus thing going on. I'm going to do me one of them Navajas, I think, before I go to bed.
Okay. Well, take care of yourself.
Have you tried that?
No, I haven't. I don't do medicine.
That's not Navaj. It's that nasal irrigation thing. It's just, you put distilled water in it, and you put a saline solution in there,
mm-hmm.
and then it's kind of like a neti pot, except it's automatic. It's got 2 stages. You hold it up to your nostrils. First stage creates a vacuum on your nostrils. The second stage releases the mixture, and it flushes out. It goes into your sinuses, and then comes out.
Never heard of it.
Navaj? Oh, yeah. Check it out, man. It's awesome.
Okay, I'll try it.
Look, God bless y'all. You're doing a great job.
Thank you, Bo. Right, take care, my brother.
You too.
See you. Well, all right, we're late for a break. Imagine that. We'll be back.
Metro Fitness is offering a great 3-month membership special that includes all the latest and greatest classes, as well as full access to everything Metro has to offer. You have 12 full weeks at a discounted 3-month rate to experience why Metro is voted year after year the number one health club in Montgomery. Beat the summer heat and come indoors for all your fitness needs. Only at Metro Fitness, metrofitness.com.
The best things in life are free, but you can give them to the birds and bees.
From our super secret studio that now has TV cameras and lights in it, it's the Health and Wealth Show. Now, here's your host, the guardian of your greenbacks. It's David Ernest.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio.
Oh, wait a minute, David. You're not Rusty. I'm Rusty.
I know I'm not Rusty.
My bad. Go ahead.
Hello, everybody. This is Rusty with Health and Wealth Radio. We are going to be on television.
On ABC 32.
So tune in or call me at 279-7431 for all your financial needs.
And don't forget the Health and Wealth Radio Show, weeknights at 7 p.m. right here on News Talk 93.1 WACV. And watch for us on TV on ABC 32. David's the pretty one.
Girl, what happened to your truck?
Honey, we hydroplaned on the bridge yesterday, spun out of control and hit the guardrails. Thought I was gonna die.
Well, you better take it over to Price Paint and Body at their new location in Millbrook.
You mean take it to Brad Price over at Price Paint and Body in Wetumpka, don't you?
No, hon. Take it to their new location in Millbrook. It's closer to you. Them people done opened up a third location in Millbrook. They do the same great job that Brad and Peyton do over in Wetumpka and Tallahassee, but this one's closer to you in Millbrook.
You know I see them prices every Sunday after church eating lunch. You can't fill them up, but I'm glad they have a location in Millbrook now. Thought it was only in Wetumpka and Tallahassee.
Well, you'll love it when they finish. Them prices sure know how to fix a wrecked vehicle. Just look how they fixed our truck after Randy hit that deer. That thing looks brand new.
Price Paint and Body. Same great family, same great service. Now with three locations to serve you. Wetumpka, Tallahassee at Tallahassee Automotive, and now in Millbrook. Tell them Mama sent you.
Montgomery area helpwanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
1, 2, 3. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
Elvis Costello, welcome back to Clearing the Air. I'm your host, Terry Adams. Postman's here with me, and we're munching on some delicious Spam. Okay, I can't back that up. He's eating some pound cake the little short, mean woman made, and I got to tell you, it's pretty dadgum good.
Oh, yeah.
She did really, really good on this pound cake. I'm not sure what she did different, but it's not bad at all there, little short, mean woman. It's actually quite delicious. Anyway, kind of been all over the place, as usual, because everything in this world's all over the place. So we kind of mimic what's going on in the world. There's so much going on, folks. You know, I still question who or what Barack Obama is. You know, it's like he was just like a shell corporation. They just developed him for that. It's weird. And there's been a lot of weird things happen with people that he's met. People have dropped dead from a heart attack and other stuff. But I don't know. It's just weird to me.
Well, to me, he was a forerunner to actually push the agenda that that was supposed to be pushed at this time. Because he actually said it himself when he got elected the night of his inauguration. That he was doing what he was supposed to do at this time.
Yep.
Those are not exact words. I'm paraphrasing. But yep. He said he was doing exactly what he's supposed to be doing at this time.
I agree.
Yeah.
And I think the one who told him or gave him his running or his instructions was Satan.
All right. Did you know, after the inauguration, he got on an aircraft and he flew to Europe that night?
That very night?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Well, why did he go to Europe?
He went to Germany.
Really?
Yeah.
Is that where the throne is?
Well, one of them.
Oh, my God. I didn't know that. Now, didn't they screw up his...
They were looking for him, and they couldn't find him, remember?
No.
You didn't hear about that?
No. What are you talking about? Tell me, because I'm not sure.
I'm not the only one that knows this.
I hope not.
Yeah. I think it actually... Somebody actually said something about it on the news. They were talking about, you know, him not showing up because of the fact that they had been up all night. He needed some sleep, you know, so on and so forth.
Okay.
But he wasn't in the United States.
He was overseas.
Yeah. Uh-huh.
What was he doing overseas?
In Germany, I guess, getting his marching orders or something.
Yeah, they were telling him what they wanted him to do.
Right. Since he was in, you know, and they couldn't wait.
You know, you can't just blame Obama because he was, like you said, or like he said, he was doing what he was told to do. This has all been facilitated by the lawmakers that were there when he came in. And I've said this so many times. I've actually had people argue with me about this online, and I had to set them straight because you actually can look this up. There were 6 different attempts to change the qualifications to become president, to get rid of the naturalized citizen part of that, just to basically... to grease the skids to get him in that much easier by both Democrats and Republicans. Why? Why were they doing this? Because I think it's because of who he is. I think he's the Antichrist. I really do. He's not completely out of the loop when it comes to politics. He's still there. And I think he's going to show back up in a major big way real soon. It's just my opinion. I could be wrong. I don't think I am. That's just kind of how I see it. I don't know. I thought I had Obama's Yes We Can backwards, but I sure can't find it. Of course, on this computer, there's no telling. It's probably been removed. God knows what else. I don't know. But, yeah, I mean, backward speech with him is creepy. And if you've ever looked at Freeman Fly's The Freeman Perspective, the pictures there that he's got of Otten-Achen and Obama, spitting image. He takes a picture of Obama and he cuts it down the middle. He takes Otten-Achen, cuts it down the middle. So he takes the right side of Otten-Achen, left side of Obama, puts them together. There's no difference. You cannot tell the difference. Exactly the same. Now, is that an accident? Is he a clone?
Well, he was. Akhenaten was one of the original. He was in the bloodline of one of the original progenitors that actually, the ones that crash landed here.
So is
it crash landed here? He was not one of them, but he was a descendant because of his physique. I mean, he looked just like the one that they just dug out of the ice
with the big head
in Antarctica.
So is it possible that they took the DNA of one of these ancients and created Obama just for him to do what he's doing? Is that possible?
It could very well be, you know, because of the technology that they have now to actually do genetic mutations with.
Yes.
And I mean, you never can tell, you know.
True. It's just, there's something about him that's not right.
That's not the first time I've heard that, about him being an incarnation of Akhenaten.
Yes. What in the world? Why's my phone dinging? Oh, because it's break time. That's why my phone's dinging. This show's almost over.
Yes, it is.
Wow. 272-9228. And we'll be back in 5 minutes, folks. Come back with us.
Central Alabama weather is unlike any other. That's why you need Jones Brothers. Central Alabama has trusted Jones Brothers for over 70 years for all roofing needs. Whether the weather left you with a single repair or it's time for a new roof, Jones Brothers will make sure the work is done right and you have a roof you'll love for years to come. Wanting to change your existing shingle roof to a beautiful, durable metal roof? Jones Brothers can do it. Call today for a free estimate and visit jbroof.com. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. With PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122. That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
Hey, y'all, Lewis at the Capitol Oyster Bar right down here on this beautiful ever-flowing Alabama River at the Montgomery Marina. And it's also the site of the soon-to-be Montgomery Marina RV Resort. That's right. You know, we're putting a campground in down here on the river. We're also renting out pontoon boats. You can get down here and enjoy this river yourself. All you need is a driver's license and a credit card. We can hook you up and get you cruising up in these pontoon boats and having a lot of fun. We got fresh seafood from the Gulf. We got a fryer, a steamer, and a grill. So if any way you like it, we'll grill you a piece of fish, steam you some shrimp, chuck you up some fresh oysters, and let's talk about live entertainment, because there ain't nothing like what's going on down here on Sunday afternoons at 5 o'clock. This Sunday, Chris Thomas King's in town. Three-time Grammy winner. You've seen him in Oh Brother, Where Art Thou, the Ray Charles movie, at the Capitol Oyster Bar. That's right. He comes by every year. We love him. He loves it down here. You want to hear you some real blues, some original, authentic blues, come here, Chris Thomas King. Check it out, CapitolOysterBar.com. Get down here soon and come hungry.
Independent Glass has been your one-stop shop for all things glass since 1978. They've been installing glass and glazing products in homes and repairing windows where wayward baseballs have flown through for decades. With a great selection of shower doors, mirrors, and more, their competitive pricing, quality materials, and top-notch customer service make it clear why Montgomery's first choice for all things glass is Independent Glass. Call them today at 263-2823 and learn more about what they can do for you at independentglassco.com.
Jones Brothers is so much more than roofs. Improving the look and energy efficiency of your home is easier than you think. New windows from Jones Brothers are not only beautiful, but can save you real money. Vinyl siding is a great way to update the look of your home and save on your energy bills. With Cedar Ridge composite siding from Jones Brothers, your home will be four times more insulated than with ordinary siding. Call Jones Brothers today for a free estimate. Call Jones Brothers. You'll be glad you did.
Free pizza every third Thursday of the month at Folcarelli's. All you have to do is RSVP to 279-7431 and listen to the Health and Wealth Show weeknights at 7 on WACV. Don't forget to RSVP.
Rich Thomas Weather, brought to you by H&H Carpet. For all floor covering and granite products, see H&H Carpets for the guaranteed best price. H&H Carpets, across from Walmart on the Atlanta Highway.
Rich Thomas Weather.
Hi, everybody. The severe weather risk has diminished, but the threat of showers and thunderstorms will continue tonight. Overnight low temperature drops to about 68. Tomorrow, I think there's a risk of a shower or thunderstorm in the morning and through midday, but I think the afternoon is dry with a high tomorrow around 83. Then on Monday, it looks like a warm, dry day. Highs in the mid to upper 80s. We may be near 90 by Tuesday. From the Blue Water Weather Center, this is Rich Thomas.
Interested in making some spring renovations? Check out a home equity line of credit from ASC Credit Union. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC. Federally insured by NCUA, Equal Opportunity Lender. ASC Credit Union, 9 locations or online at yourasecu.com.
And welcome back to the very quiet Clearing the Air program. My name is Terry Spam. Postman Spam is here, and it's Spam Night on the Blue Water Network. I'm just kidding. It's not really Spam Night. Welcome back to the program. Are we on schedule? Three? Yeah, we're right.
Yeah, we're right.
Lobby Duggan, thank you for keeping me straight. I'm off tonight. I do apologize. As Joey says, make no apologies. Well, I have to because I'm a little out of it. I'm not myself tonight. I'm not really sure who I am. It's just been that kind of day. Weird stuff going on with me, but it's part of it, I guess. Well, Post, what you think? What's going on? You just sitting here looking at me like, I think you're supposed to come up with stuff to talk about, Terry. Well, you know, we're being deliberately misled at this point. Unspecified conspirators. Well, typically, we are being deliberately misled by, at this point, unspecified conspirators into making a choice that's leading us to destruction. In fact, according to the aforementioned author that I talked about three segments ago, he alleges that they have made attempts against his life. Perhaps unsurprisingly, the terminal point for this decision to be made is, or actually was, the 21st of December 2012, which means what, Postman?
It was not the end.
Not the end of the world,
no.
But it was the end of a
cycle.
Cycle. That's right.
Yeah.
This goes back to the zodiac, right?
Right. And as of right now, you know, we're in an interim period, and in today's vernacular, that is a to consider that borrowed time.
Yes, and we're in a solar minimum.
Right. And when it wakes up,
it's going to wake up with a fervor.
I think that's when. We'll get an upgrade.
That makes sense. That makes a lot of sense. Well, this book goes on to recount an account. I don't think that's right. Of human history as recorded by the Akashic Records, which Thomas claims debunks the Anunnaki narrative of Zechariah Sitchin et al. In Sitchin's account, aliens from Nibiru, a hitherto unknown planet orbiting our sun, now he says on a 10,000-year elliptical orbit. I don't think that's right. I think it's 3,700 years, but anyway, descended to Earth in prehistory to mine gold, subjugating humanity in the process. The Anunnaki became revered as gods, becoming present-day elites as they hid their bloodlines in royal dynasties and secret societies. Is that right? Is that where the bloodlines come from and not the Nephilim? Or are we talking about the same things? One man's demon.
They're talking about two different types of you can call them Anunnaki. Anunnaki is a general term that means, you know, from heaven to earth.
That's right.
Yeah.
Well, Thomas calls this account a fantasy and describes a more Neoplatonic theosophical account. Hey, I got it right. The creation of the cosmos, Atlantis, the pyramids, etc., and a Velikovsky inspired account of a prehistoric catastrophe in the solar system. Instead, the Akashic tells him that the Anunnaki originate on a planet 23 galaxies away from ours.
Actually, it's the 19th.
Ooh. The Anunnaki, along with the Hathor, are groups within a race of energetic beings called the Velon, V-E-L-O-N, who headed for Earth only 300 years ago because it is, quote, God's chosen planet. You ever heard of the Velon, V-E-L-O-N?
Yeah, vaguely. I had I have read some about them, but I don't know who actually, where they are, where they come from.
Right. But the Hathor began to contact humans through channeling, whereas the Anunnaki begin monitoring us through implants and to create bodies with a human appearance. From this data, they began to promote the story a la Sitchin, designed to appeal to human religious impulses. Sitchin was innocent of the deception, Thomas notes, as the Anunnaki had traveled back in time to plant fabricated cureform tablets. Because that's where Sitchin got all his information from. He basically, what's the word I'm looking for? Translated the tablets.
Right.
Broke the code.
And some of those cuneiform tablets, I think it was like 4,000.
Yeah, some of them still haven't been done yet, have they?
No. Actually, some just recently got translated, and I hadn't actually read them all yet. And not that I'm going to read them all, because some of them get, you know, just covers I'd say political stuff, governmental hierarchy stuff. Yeah, that stuff kind of bored, you know, when you read it.
Big time.
Yeah.
Even the modern version is.
Right. And you know, a lot of those tablets, you know, cover that. But some of them, for the most part, you know, some of them are pretty interesting to read. And you know, it gives names of certain gods and how many times, you know, it came into Earth. In other words, they've been incarnated in Earth incarnation grid.
Wow.
Because they can, for some reason or other, they can just keep coming back, keep coming back, keep coming back.
How do they do that?
Because they got control of the grid.
Ah, for now.
Yeah, for now.
Because everything, essentially, the way I'm understanding it after listening to you, is basically the order, the protocol that God set in place has been co-opted or taken over, or now it's controlled by the bad guys.
Right.
Which are messing everything up that God had established. So.
Right. And you see, right now, you know, that's one of the things that I lower on the totem pole to be actually corrected. Because once they pull Earth back through where it needs to go, because we're actually in pretty much a no man's land right now as far as
our physical Earth location is, in the universe.
Right.
I mean, okay.
not in the universe, but where we are. It's the vibration's low, in other words.
Okay.
You know what I'm saying? When they pull it back and raise the vibration.
We'll be back to pre-fall status.
Right, we'll be back to pre-fall state.
You know, several nights this week I've talked about how we as humans are so arrogant and we put limitations on God, which I think is a very big, huge mistake. Who's to say that we're the only upright, walking, sentient beings God's created? We may be the 248,000. We may be the 15th millionth. You know, we might have been the first, but who's to say he stopped after us?
And you know, he didn't. And you know, that's what this is all about. This is what the end of the cycle is all about. So he can get us out of the way, so he can put another race here. You know,
that makes sense. That makes sense.
Yeah.
And just the fact that God, you know, he does things on his own time. And I mean, he's God. He can do whatever he wants to. But what if we're not that high on his priority list? What if, and that would tell me that he's got a bunch of other beings out there who may be in worse situations than we find ourselves in. So we may be, as you said, low on the totem pole on his list of things to do, you know?
Well, I wouldn't say we're low on the totem pole, but I was talking about the actual state that the Earth is in right now. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
Not us, the actual state the Earth is in.
Okay.
Because that'll actually change, you know, when the actual shift comes. That'll do it automatically.
Big time.
Yeah, because, you know, once the Earth start complaining and moaning and groaning, you know, about and knowing that change is in sight, because Earth is alive. It's believe it or not, people probably don't want to hear me say this, but Earth is a deity.
You're going to make Connie mad.
It's a deity. It is. And the thing is,
he said it, Miss Connie, not me.
And the thing is, it is a benevolent one, and some of the beings that come here, they're so vile that the Earth don't even want to nurture them. That's why they have to go on the inside of the Earth or go to another planet and live inside of that planet.
That's an excellent way to put it. I never thought about it like that.
Mm-hmm. It don't want to nurture them.
Wow.
Yeah.
So that would explain the people living in the inner Earth that Bird ran into.
Actually, they have a problem with the sun. They do.
Mm. Yeah, they have their own version inside. I don't know how it works or anything, but that's what I've read. I don't know.
Yeah, they do. They have one in there. And I guess it's tweaked to their DNA.
And that makes sense.
Right.
Yeah, that whole inner Earth thing is fascinating. I've read a couple of accounts on the air about that, and that just is it's amazing. I don't know. I guess we all love to think about stuff like that. Personally, I love to think about Shangri-La. I forget the name of the old movie. I think it might have been, was it a Capra movie? I forget. Lost Horizons. I think it was a Capra movie. That's one of my favorite movies of all time because I guess somewhere deep inside, I always long for going to a civilization where there's no crime, there's no hate, everybody gets along. You know, it's the perfect scenario that we're never going to have here until Christ returns.
And, you know, early in the program, you mentioned the Pleiades. You mentioned the Pleiades.
Yes, I did.
Now, I was listening to an account by one of the guys in the Secret Space program. He was talking about the running joke on the freighter was that when he asked, where's the shipment going? And the captain or any of the officers would say, oh, it's going to the Pleiades, you know.
Why was that a joke?
It's a running joke.
Because of the BS about being channeled by our channeling Pleiades and
no,
Pleiades?
Not that. Because the Pleiades, they got it going on there. In other words, they're real strict.
Yeah.
From what I hear, all the seven planets that are in that system are clean. All of them are in sync with the actual planet. All the beings are in sync with the planet.
Oh, and they weren't before?
And they weren't before.
Okay.
Right. And that system has been cleaned out. The Draco doesn't exist there anymore.
Cool.
Right, because they've overtaken them and run them out of there.
Hmm.
And those are the beings that I was telling you about. The women are over 6 feet, all of them.
Yes.
And they're blonde, they're blue eyes. And
wow.
The guys are 6'7", 6'8", all the way to 8 feet.
Wow.
And they're actually tall.
Sounds like the Nordics.
And look, so they look really fit. A Pleiadian looks really, really fit.
Oh, I'll bet. Hey, caller, you're on the air.
Hi, how are you?
Hey, good. How are you, Miss David?
I'm doing good. I just wanted to ask the question, but I was going to put this out first.
Okay.
When I worked for a couple of people that were really into the energy work, you know, doing Reiki and healing touch, therapeutic touch, things of that nature, which are all vibrational type therapies, they were referring to the shift of the axis of the earth and how that's changing the frequency of the earth. Right now, I think it's running at a 7.6 hertz, which is actually what our bodies run at, is a 7.6 hertz. And they said that when this happens, that they believe the frequency is going to increase.
Yeah, you're talking about Schumann resonance.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah, Schumann resonance.
But when it increases, now, when you get to acupuncture, for instance,
mm-hmm.
And you're doing acupuncture, what happens is the meridians are filled with debris, which is usually emotional things, the traumas, physical things that upset the works, you might say. And it clogs up our energy byways and highways, you might say.
Mm-hmm.
Well, when this happens, we do the energy work to cleanse it, to open it. And you're not going to be working at the frequency that you need to be working at because the energy is not flowing through you properly. You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
So when the pressure points are done, you know, the needles go in or whatever and opens all this up, it brings your body to that 7.6 again. That's the same as the earth. So when your seasons happen, spring and fall, we don't keep up with the shifting of that energy field.
Gotcha.
And that was part of what they were explaining. That's what a doctor had told me. And that's why we become sick, is because we're not at the same frequency that the earth is at that time.
Wow.
The meridians are not shifting accordingly.
Right.
So if you think about that, and this shift of the axis of our earth, changing a frequency, even just subtle, what would it do to us? How is it going to affect us? And are we going to shift with it?
Yeah, we will. We will.
I think we will, as long as we're keeping our frequency high, which is basically where I'm getting to. Reading the scriptures that you would say, but having the love and compassion and heart, keeping the frequency up, because these are good things. These are of light.
And
that's where the higher frequency comes from, in my opinion.
And you're absolutely right. And I said this earlier in the program that we've actually got to learn to love. I mean, it's
sad, but it's true.
It's crazy. It's crazy how I'm saying this, but we've got to learn to do that.
You're right.
We don't we don't practice that.
No, not anymore.
No.
And as a matter of fact, we got it confused with physical love,
sex.
Instead of compassion.
Right.
You know, compassion for a human, you know, just because of the fact that you're human. You know.
Right, right. The love of a child.
Right. Uh-huh.
And I think that one scripture that talks about it's easier for a child to enter the gates of heaven has a profound meaning, think about it in this. Mm-hmm.
And that's exactly what he meant.
Yeah, it's a lot deeper than we ever thought it was.
Mm-hmm. But it's
exactly.
It's so simple that we can't do it.
Well, that's the thing, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yes, it is.
It's so easy, we can't wrap our minds around it, right. How easy it is.
But think how hard it is when you've got all this gloom and doom around you and all this angst and just discouragement and all these things that hit you every single day. The media constantly just throws it at you one way or another. How is it that we can just keep smiling? How is it that we just can blow that off and say, it's not going to bother me, I'm not going to let it bother? We're very much going to be affected by it. So it's practice. It's a lot of meditation, yes, and prayer and constant centering of yourself. And yes, it does take work. It does.
It's not easy. It's not easy.
No.
It's easier for some than it is others. But for me, it's hard. Always has been.
Well, yeah, it's hard for a lot of people. I think the thing that helps me, my mother always told me that I always had the personality that wore the rose-colored glasses. And she always thought it. Yeah, I was blessed. But she always said, you just don't see the bad in things and the bad in people. I said, Mom, I really do. It has nothing to do with me not seeing the ugliness and the bad. It's that I understand it, and I won't let it bother me.
Wow.
I can still love them anyway. And that's a blessing. That is very hard.
It is hard.
Yes.
I know.
Yes. Mm. And people think I'm weird because I'm like that. But it works for me. So I just keep on doing it. But if we keep our energy going in the right direction, I think that's what God really needs from us.
Yep.
That's what Jesus taught us.
Yep.
That's just the basics of all these teachings, is how we can be compassionate and loving and connect to others in a positive way. And if we can manage it, I think it's going to shift everything to the where it needs to be.
I sure hope so.
I think so. But thank you for keeping us up on things. I appreciate it so much.
You're welcome. Thank you for calling, and I love what you contribute. Thank you.
You have a good night.
You too. Bye-bye. She's absolutely right, you know, and I've said this so many times. This planet, to me, is like a big virtual simulation, and it's like a test. You know, God's waiting for us to mature enough to see that loving others more than we do ourselves and letting go of all this garbage that the world keeps telling us we need to attain. We got to have this. You got to have the newest, latest, greatest, this. That's all bull, man. It doesn't mean anything. Get rid of all of it. What truly matters is loving your brother, your neighbor, more than you do yourself. Humility means more than anything, in my opinion. But what do I know? I'm just a hawk show toast.
They're going to have to come help us.
Oh, we're going to need help.
Yeah, they're going to have to come assist us, you know, because we've had about 12,000 years of misinformation and misguidance being lied to and you know, you can tell something's coming to a crescendo, you know, because of the fact that the way things, they're pouring it on thick every single day.
Oh, you better believe
it. And they've got it streaming out of all of these portals that we have in our house, that we carry around in our pockets, you know, 24/7.
We're our own worst enemy.
Right. Uh-huh.
Well, Postman, I've been saying, I don't know what's coming, but it's palpable. I can feel it. That's the only way I know how to put it. I can feel it in my soul. I know something's about to happen. It's a weird sensation I'm not totally comfortable with. But, you know, I have to live with it because I can't, nothing I can do about it. But something is about to happen. I feel it.
Yeah.
All right, let's hit this last break. 272-9228. If you want to get your parting shots in, you better hurry. It's 272-9228, the official spam channel.
What's your biggest investment? More than likely, it's your home. So treat it that way when you hire a painting contractor. At PBS Painting, there are no gimmicks, no $99 specials. Just quality painting and someone who treats your home with the same respect that you do. At PBS Painting, we have been painting for years and look forward to many more years to come. With PBS Painting, the job gets prepped properly, whether it's cleaning, scraping, or priming. We always use quality products, which is a must for a quality paint job. So if you're looking for a painter that doesn't need upfront money and is on the job at all times, then please give me a call. Scott Bowers and PBS Painting, 294-5122.
That's PBS Painting, 294-5122. Look at some of our work on Facebook at PBS Painting Montgomery.
This is an Alabama legacy moment.
Born Henry Louis Aaron on February 5, 1934 in Mobile, baseball icon Hank Aaron first honed his baseball skills while growing up in Alabama. He is best known for breaking Babe Ruth's record of 714 home runs, ultimately hitting 755, a record that stood from 1974 to 2007. During his career, Aaron was a member of the Milwaukee and then Atlanta Braves for 21 seasons and made the National League All-Star team every year from 1955 to 1974. He won three Gold Glove Awards for outfield, and his lifetime records for most runs batted in and most extra base hits still stand. Aaron was elected to the Baseball Hall of Fame in 1982 with 97.8% of the votes cast. In 2002, he received the Presidential Medal of Freedom, the nation's highest civilian honor.
Sponsored by the Alabama Bicentennial Commission, the ABA, and this station.
Montgomery Area HelpWanted.com presents the world's worst boss, the one who posts jobs on huge national job sites, looking for anyone with a pulse. We'll just call him Dave.
We need to work as a team at this company, so today we're going to do a team-building exercise called Trust Falls. Sally, I want you to close your eyes, fall, and I'll catch you.
Okay.
One, two, three. Okay, lesson number one, fall forward.
Ow, 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 ow.
Don't be a Dave. Find your perfect local employee at MontgomeryAreaHelpWanted.com. Local jobs that work.
What are the top five reasons for a Krispy Kreme fundraiser? They're profitable, fast, simple, affordable, and successful. Selling delicious Krispy Kreme donuts to family, friends, neighbors, or in high-traffic areas can generate significant funds for your organization. Visit Krispy Kreme on the Atlanta Highway or at KrispyKreme.com for more fundraising ideas.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday at 11 a.m. to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you. That's every Saturday at 11 a.m.
Hey, welcome back to Spam Central. I am your host, Terry Adams. Hey, Spam Central here. May I help you?
Mr. Adams,
yes.
You and Postman, God bless you. It is all about love, and it's hard.
Love and spam.
Yeah, I know, man. You know, the Russians loved it. That's one of the greatest things we did during World War II.
Was give the Russians spam.
Spam and our trucks, and that was the two big things that they absolutely believed.
Well, don't forget the Air Cobra. Don't forget the highest scoring plane of World War II was the Bell.
I forgot it already. I don't know what you're talking about.
Yeah, right.
but it is all about love. But I was going to tell you a little bit of our World War II trivia. And I was having fun with spam.
Me too.
And it is.
I'm still having fun with it.
Hold on. Here you go. All hogs, they get their immunizations and their pork shoulder. And if you buy a pork shoulder, you can taste it a little bit. And
Sam, if you're going to ask me a question, you got about 20 seconds. Hurry.
All right, here we go. In Australia, the equivalent of spam was a thing called tin bully. The Australians had the cattle, and they during World War II, they would... Anyway, it was tin bully.
But it never
matched spam because, you know, we some hog-growing son of a guns.